Audio file, lesson 51, the Bible. Message: in the Bible, God tells us that He loves us and asks us to come to Him. Bible text, the Bible. Now the story. The Bible. One day, Ariana was looking for a book for her dad to read to her before bed. While looking at all the books on the bookshelf, she came across one she did not recognize. She took it off the bookshelf and carried it to her father, who was reading a different book on the couch. She asked, "Papa, what book is this?" He glanced over the book he was reading and looked at the book she was holding. He quickly answered, "That is the Bible." Ariana looked at the book and appeared puzzled. "What kind of book is that?" Her father told her to come sit on the couch with him. He then explained, "The Bible is a collection of stories about God's activity, promises, and commandments." Ariana looked a little confused and asked, "Who wrote the Bible?" Her papa explained, "God prompted people to write the Bible, and He guided them on what to write." Ariana thought really hard for a moment. Then she asked her papa, "The Bible is very old?" Ariana's papa nodded his head and answered, "Yes, it is very old, but we still use it today. When we read about people in the Bible who lived their lives in a way that pleased God and who followed Jesus' teachings, we receive spiritual strength. By reading these stories, we gain the wisdom to know how we can also live our lives in a way that pleases God, and we are reminded of how much God loves us. Just like the people in stories who come to Him through what they lived through. He also wants us to come to Him." Ariana's papa opened the Bible and the pages fell open on 1 Samuel chapter 17. He explained, "In this story, we read about how David defeated the giant Goliath. We can read how David believed God would help him defeat Goliath, even though no one else believed it could be done. In this story and in many others, we are reminded that when we ask for God's help, He will help us if we believe in Him." Ariana took the Bible from her papa and began looking through the pages. Suggestions for the teacher. As a leading, show the picture to the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask the children how they may feel. Then begin telling the story. In your discussion with the children, you can ask them questions like, "What is the Bible?" A possible answer could be, "A Bible is a collection of stories about God's activity, promises, and commandments." "What would you find in a sports or animal book?" A possible answer, "Information, stories, pictures of animals, and so on." "What do we find in the Bible?" A good answer could be, "Stories about God's activity, promises, and commandments." You could show an example like that in 1 Samuel chapter 17, which talks about David and Goliath, and so on. And now the real life application. Why do we read the stories of the Bible? The possible answer could be, "We gain the wisdom to know how we can also live our lives in a way that pleases God." Another question, why do we read the Bible today? A good answer to be can be, "We read the Bible to learn. God helped His people because He loved them." Ask a child to show the portion of the Old and New Testament in the Bible, and so on. Finally, repeat this message with the children. In the Bible, God tells us that He loves us and asks us to come.